Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com.
Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 to 15. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" Jesus replied, "Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness." Then John consented. People like to believe they are right. They are also ready to defend their position. Unfortunately, people may take their stand on incomplete information. When Jesus made his request to be baptized, John believed he had a better plan. Jesus contradicted John. He also stated why John had to baptize him. It was necessary to fulfill all righteousness. God's plan for his son was clear. When Jesus presented this to John, he consented and baptized Jesus. Willingness to yield one's position is not easily done. Too often people like to tell God what they think and what he should do for them. I tend to do the same thing. I believe I know my life and my situation better than God does. So instead of praying in humility that his will be done, I argue that my will be done. Instead of looking for spiritual solutions, I press for earthly remedies. Instead of acknowledging God knows all things, I assume I know better. I need to learn a more trusting approach from John. Yes, he had an important role as the forerunner of the Savior. John knew what God's plan was for him. He also accepted that what Jesus said and desired far outweighed what he thought was more important. This is why John consented. It's the same reason I acknowledge the Lord, his word, and his will for my life. He knows the plans he has for me. He has shown me undeserved love and provided everything needed to make me his own. He has given me his faithful word that he will lead me through this life to heaven. When I learn to trust the Lord, his goodness, and his gracious plans, I can consent to his will for my life. Gracious Lord, too often I pray, my will be done instead of your will be done. Give me the humble faith I need to trust your gracious good will for everything in my life. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.